locker room, but when you're out on the playing field, you're right next to each other. I mean, there's these inconsistencies. When you go into a restaurant, you know, you have to be 6 feet apart when you're standing there, but then you sit down at this table. I mean, it just doesn't make sense on some of these inconsistencies and what these rules are, and that's what we have to figure out.
Well, it's like the governors that are ordering bars and restaurants to close at 10:30, not here in this state yet, but in some states, meaning you can get the coronavirus, at 9:45, but at 10:30 you won't be able to get it. So
right, exactly, and if I might, you know, and this, you brought up sports in the college football world, what a disaster that is. And some of these colleges, the poor kids, if they test positive, have to stay home 21 days, and other schools, you have to stay, you know, you're out for 14 days, and in other, you know, leagues, you have to stay out 10 days. None of this is consistent, and so until we get some consistency and good science behind it, you know, this is just a throwing stuff and see what sticks.
Dr. Titus, always good to visit with you. I don't know if we'll talk before the holidays, so I hope you have a great holiday season, you and your family, and stay safe up there in Lyon County, would you please?
All right, sir. You too.
Thank you. That's Dr. Robin Titus, Assemblywoman, District 38, family physician, and just a really smart, smart lady. I love talking to her. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. We'll take you right up till 6 o'clock right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a 531 as we check out the traffic cams. Got a new crash in the early stages, 215 westbound. That's before Green Valley Parkway. The right lane is affected there. Another incident, 95 northbound of Valley View. Also, the road work continues, emergency road work, I may add, due to an earlier crash. That's 95 northbound at the Decatur off-ramp, and that's causing an overflow in the right lane on 95 west near Decatur. Also, your bumper-to-bumper, Interstate 15 northbound at Cary, slow flows 15 south at Cheyenne. And as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl on the 515, you're seeing some slowing there too. Westbound at Pecos and eastbound at Main Street.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Mountain West releasing its preseason all-conference men's basketball team and also predicted order of finish. UNLV, the preseason number 4 team behind San Diego State, Boise State, and Utah State. This is their highest preseason ranking since 2015. They also get a number of players honored. UNLV junior David Jenkins Jr. being named the Mountain West Preseason Newcomer of the Year. Rebel Nick Blake has been named the Mountain West Preseason Freshman of the Year. And then on the preseason All-Mountain West team, it also includes Bryce Hamilton. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
With gifts from eBay, you don't have to spend a lot to say a lot. Get a DeWalt drill set for dad that doesn't cost a lot, but still says, I love you a ton. For your all-star niece, Air Jordans that say, I can't wait to watch you take off, at a price that isn't sky high. And for your rock star husband, a Bose soundbar that speaks volumes. For those who mean a lot, eBay has gifts that don't cost a lot.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
New Mail Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why.
They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with Numail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. Numail Medical Special Care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out Numail Medical by going to numailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators, Numail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The big news out of Pennsylvania, a judge ruled today voters who took advantage of an extended deadline to provide missing proof of identification will not have their ballots counted. And we understand this is in the tens of thousands of votes that may be impacted because the government official who gave the extension lacked the legal authority to do so. There was legislation that it violated. Commonwealth Court Judge Mary Hannah Lovett ruled today that Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Brockier lacked the authority to extend the deadline. The original November 9th deadline by 3 days. And Bloomberg Law reported the ruling means that the battleground state that's already been declared for President-elect Joe Biden can't count ballots from voters who submitted missing ID between November 10th and November 12th. Ballots with cured IDs, and we've been doing cured IDs here, before that that date, that November 12th date, are not being challenged. But there's we are being told there is potentially tens of thousands of votes that they're talking about. You can't change state law unilaterally, even if you're a Secretary of State or something like that. You can't do that. That's what the legislative branch of government does. And it's incredible to me that we're seeing this in Pennsylvania. We're going to start seeing this in other states as well, especially if this goes all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which, by the way, it could. It probably will. I'm sorry to say, but it's just incredible. By the way, I want you to hear real quick. I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in because it was so good to hear Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly either has a podcast. I think she has her own podcast. But I want you to hear this. Cut one. Megyn Kelly with another guy that we haven't heard much from, Eric Bolling, and their reaction to Neil Cavuto flowing out of Kayleigh McEnany's news conference. Get a load of this. This is Megyn Kelly and Eric Bolling last night.
Cavuto over at Fox News the other day cut off a press conference by Kayleigh McEnany from the White House briefing room. Blew me away. Just blew my mind because are journalists now deciding what American people can hear as news from the briefing room in the White House? And should they?
No, I was shocked by that. And I thought it was really out of line. Sorry, Neil, but I thought it was really out of line. You don't get to shut up the president or the White House press secretary because you think what she's saying is untrue. Imagine if we had done that during the Obama years as he was out there saying, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, which was a lie. And he knew it was a lie when he was saying it. And so did we. But we let him say it. And then we would try to correct it after the fact. That's what a journalist is supposed to do. Neil Cavuto is not my daddy. I can handle hearing the words, and he can tell me what he thinks is actually true, and I can make up my own mind. That's how it was supposed to be. We report, you decide. That's what needs to happen.
I love that. I love that. Coming up, Nancy Pelosi. She doesn't understand that she's like those Japanese soldiers on those islands, and they didn't know that the war was over, and they kept on fighting after the war was over, after World War II was over. We'll let you hear Nancy Pelosi expound on that. It was absolutely incredible. She was there with Chuck E. Schumer earlier today. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. Not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, tomorrow, right out of the gate, I think just after 3 o'clock, we'll be joined by Adam Laxalt, the former Attorney General. And we'll talk about, you know, what is left to do. Are there still legal issues to be hammered out? And is the fight going to continue? And if so, for how long? I want you to hear Nancy Pelosi. Somebody ought to tell her the battle is over. The election is over. We are now in a position. No, seriously. I mean, we are now in a position where, believe it or not, the war is over. I mean, the election is over. But nobody's told Nancy Pelosi. Believe it or not. Let's go to cut five. This is Nancy Pelosi from earlier today in our nation's capital. Here we go.
Words have power. When the president speaks, his words weigh a ton. And we've heard some things lately that are very disconcerting. Yesterday, our nation suffered a horrifying 144,000 new infections recorded. The eighth straight day of over 100,000 cases being reported. More than 65,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID, a new record that threatens to overwhelm our hospitals, and our hospitals in rural areas particularly affected. The devastating milestone of 10 million Americans infected has been passed. 144 yesterday, eighth day. Over 100. 65,000 people hospitalized with COVID. 10 million Americans, more than 10 million Americans infected, and more than 240,000 Americans have died. More than 20 million Americans are on unemployment. An American has 1 million fewer teachers than a year ago. That's why we keep saying honor our heroes. State and local government, where our teachers, over 90% of their budget comes from. Nearly 8 million people have fallen into poverty, and 17 million children in America are food insecure. This is a red alert and all hands on deck, but it should have been a long time ago. The president and the Republicans in Congress have ignored, by delay, distortion, denial, deaths have been caused. And what are they doing now? Continuing to ignore in spite of these numbers that should be so compelling, that are an imperative for us to act upon this. Every kind of avoidance of taking responsibility has been witnessed. Every chance that we had for testing, tracing, treatment, mask wearing, separation, sanitation, but science tells us to do. They have ignored. Their contempt for science and their disdain for governance. Science says wear a mask. Governance says let's enforce that. Science, governance, that's not what they're about. That's not what they're about. And what that is they're engaged in an absurd circus right now, refusing to accept reality. The Republicans are shamefully pretending, proceeding without recognizing what our responsibility is and making it even harder to address the massive health, and economic crisis that we're facing. I think the most compelling argument of what I said earlier, 144,000 people yesterday, and these people are spread all over the country. The pressure on hospitals all over the country, including in rural areas. So if the Republicans want to be cold-hearted and say they don't care, or as the president's son said, 225,000, I think, at that time. That's no big number kind of thing. No, every single one of those deaths is important to us. We carry those people in our hearts. And they should be carrying them on their conscience for what they did not do. Since we passed the bill, the HEROES Act, over 100,000 more people have died. That could have been prevented.
Here's the problem. Nancy, or Nance, the election is over. You don't have to keep arguing the point. Whatever happened about unity? Huh? Whatever happened to, I want to bring people together? For some in the Democrat Party, it's business as usual. You know, you're racist, you're xenophobic, you're awful, you're deplorable, you're irredeemable. For some on the left, they just haven't gotten over it. And the dumb thing is, they won the election. I would think they would end up being the ones that would be gracious winners. I guess not. I mean, it's sad, but it's true. You know, Biden's trying to go around and say, well, we got to unite, we got to have unity, we got to bring people together, blah, 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 blah. The fact is, that's just not happening. They're not being gracious winners. Even though they haven't even won it, they haven't won anything yet. Except they've lost a lot of seats in the House, and they're probably going to, be in the minority in the Senate. I'm sorry, but that's what it looks like. Stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get you set for tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to be a big day because we may know something about what's going on relative to votes in Clark County. We're still hanging fire. Still hanging fire. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The Battle License, 48944-71642.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we're all trying to evaluate. In fact, I saw the Fox election dynamics. It was like 25 pages of stuff, and my eyes started glazing over. But the one thing I took from this election is that a lot of the tired demo rat ideas simply do not work. And in fact, they just don't. No, they don't. Judy Woodruff tried to. Well, at least tried to propose that maybe Democrats need to ease the rhetoric a little bit. Bernie Sanders was on with Judy Woodruff on PBS last night, and you know, talking about the Democrat losses in the House and maybe ultimately in the Senate, depending on how these runoffs go. But I found it in it. Let's go to cut four real quick. This was Bernie Sanders last night with Judy Woodruff on PBS.
One thing about the election, Senator, I'm sure you've heard the complaints, the comments from Democrats, moderate Democrats, who say all the talk about defunding the police, using the term allowing Republicans to repeatedly accuse Democrats of being socialists, hurt Democrats. And they are saying the idea that you're going to move to a Green New Deal, that you're going to move to some form of dramatic form of police reform, that will only hurt Democrats going forward. What do you say to your Democratic colleagues about that?
First of all, I am not aware, and maybe I'm wrong on this, I don't know that there are any Democratic candidates who talked about defunding the police. Do we want police department reform so that innocent African Americans are not shot and killed? Of course we do. So do the vast majority of the American people. In terms of some of the arguments against us, the problem is they're just not true. To the best of my knowledge, Judy, something like 100 candidates, 100 congressional candidates ran on Medicare for All. Do you know how many of them lost? Zero. I think one candidate who ran on a Green New Deal lost. And the reason for that is that these proposals are popular proposals. So the idea of blaming our ideas on their defeat, I'm not sure that that's true. I think the converse may be true, that a lot of people out there were listening to some Democrats and saying, what do you stand for? Are you going to represent us when we are hurting so much? Do you have the guts to take on powerful special interests? Are you going to raise that minimum wage? Are you going to fight for health care for all? I don't want to go bankrupt because I can't afford to pay my medical bill. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to make sure that my kid can afford to go to college? So I would turn that argument around and say to some of my more conservative Democratic friends, maybe the problem is that the working class of this country did not perceive that you were prepared to stand up and fight for them. And our job is to explain to the American people where the opposition is and put pressure on Republicans, especially those coming up for election in 2 years, that they have got to do what the American people want.
Fair enough. Just a reminder, 71 million people voted for Donald J. Trump. Only 74 million voted for Joe Biden. And I know popular vote doesn't mean anything, but it shows you that we are still very much divided. Tomorrow, Adam Laxalt, former attorney general, will have the very latest on the battle to stop the steal. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? Right here on 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site.